Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Public Scholar, A Practical Handbook is David M. Perry Handbook for Academics Who Want to Write and Speak Beyond Specialist Audiences. Perry is a historian and journalist with experience in scholarly publishing, opinion writing, campus workshops, and public commentary, and the book draws on that combined background. Its subject is not abstract advocacy for public intellectual life alone, but the practical work that makes public scholarship possible, identifying what expertise can contribute to current conversations, translating specialized knowledge without flattening it, approaching editors, selecting venues, managing public identity, and facing the risks of online visibility. The book is aimed especially at graduate students, faculty members, and researchers who have been trained to write for narrow professional communities, but see reasons to address wider publics. It treats public writing as both a craft and an institutional challenge, asking how scholars can communicate accessibly while preserving accuracy, ethical standards, and disciplinary credibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning specialized expertise into public intervention. Perry presents public scholarship as a specific form of intervention rather than a general desire to be more visible. The starting point is a moment when scholarly knowledge can clarify a public issue, correct a misunderstanding, or supply missing context. This framing matters because it prevents public writing from becoming either self-promotion or diluted academic output. A medieval historian, a scientist, a sociologist, or a literature scholar does not need to comment on everything. The task is to recognize where training, evidence, and habits of interpretation can genuinely improve a conversation. The book also widens the definition of relevant expertise. Perry emphasizes that graduate training creates methods of reading, research, and synthesis that can travel beyond a narrow dissertation field. Public scholarship can therefore connect disciplinary skill to news, policy, teaching, culture, family life, or local concerns. The practical implication is that scholars should look for intersections between what they know, what they can learn responsibly, and what readers need explained. That approach makes public engagement concrete, limited, and accountable, rather than a vague appeal to relevance. Secondly, pitching editors and choosing venues strategically. A central practical contribution of the book is its attention to the path between an idea and publication. Perry treats pitching not as a mysterious gatekeeping ritual, but as a learnable professional form. A public essay usually begins with a clear claim, a defined audience, and a reason the piece matters now. That differs from much academic writing, where the value of the work may be established through literature review, method, and disciplinary contribution. For editors, a pitch must quickly show timeliness, authority, and readability. The choice of venue is equally important. A scholar writing for a local newspaper, a disciplinary magazine, a national opinion page, or an online cultural publication is entering different expectations about length, tone, evidence, and speed. Perry's practical emphasis helps readers avoid a common mistake, treating the public as one undifferentiated audience. Strategic venue selection asks who needs the information, what format can carry it, and what editorial relationship is realistic at a given career stage. By presenting publication as a sequence of decisions, the handbook gives scholars a manageable way to begin and revise their approach. Thirdly, writing accessibly without abandoning scholarly authority, Perry repeatedly addresses the tension between accessibility and authority. One of the central difficulties for academics writing in public, the book does not define accessibility as simplification for its own sake. Instead, it involves making the structure of an argument visible, reducing unnecessary jargon, foregrounding stakes, and explaining evidence in terms that readers can evaluate. Academic prose often rewards precision through qualification, specialized vocabulary, and conversation with prior scholarship. Public prose needs precision too, but it must distribute that precision differently. The reader may not know the field, the archive, the theoretical debate, or the technical vocabulary, so the writer has to build trust through clarity and relevance. At the same time, Perry does not encourage scholars to abandon expertise or pretend that all public claims are equally grounded. The challenge is to make professional judgment legible without overwhelming the reader with credentials or methodological apparatus. This balance is especially important in fields where public debate is distorted by misinformation or oversimplified narratives. The handbook, therefore, treats style as an ethical matter. Clear writing is a way to let evidence travel without severing it from scholarly responsibility. Fourthly, treating public writing as professional labor, Perry frames public scholarship as labor embedded in professional systems, not merely as a hobby performed after serious academic work is complete. That includes practical questions about payment, recognition, time, and the role of public writing in hiring, tenure, promotion, or annual review. Many scholars are encouraged to engage wider audiences, but receive little guidance about how such work is valued or documented. The handbook brings these hidden conditions into view, It asks writers to think about what a publication is worth, how to keep records of impact, and how public engagement fits alongside teaching, research, service, and personal obligations. Perry also treats social media and public profiles as professional tools that require boundaries. A digital presence can help writers find editors, share work, and join conversations, but it can also blur distinctions between scholarship, self-presentation, and constant availability. The value of this discussion is its realism. Public writing depends on craft, but it also depends on infrastructure, time to write, institutions willing to count the work, editors willing to publish it, and scholars able to protect their own attention. Lastly, preparing for harassment and institutional responsibility. The handbook is notable for including the dangers of public visibility as part of the craft rather than as an afterthought. Scholars who enter public debate can face bad faith criticism, coordinated harassment, professional misrepresentation, and personal attacks, especially when writing about politics, race, gender, disability, science, religion, or other contested subjects. Perry does not present these risks as reasons to retreat from public work, but he treats them as real conditions that require preparation. This includes thinking about privacy, social media boundaries, institutional support, and the difference between legitimate criticism and abuse. The point is not to make public scholarship risk-free, since no handbook can do that. The point is to make risk visible so scholars can make informed choices. This emphasis also shifts responsibility away from the individual writer alone. Universities and departments often celebrate public impact when it improves reputation, but they may be less prepared to defend scholars when visibility attracts hostility. By connecting practical advice to institutional responsibility, the book gives a fuller picture of what sustainable public scholarship requires. That perspective gives the handbook unusual practical value for readers entering public discourse without strong institutional protection or prior media experience. In conclusion, the public scholar is best suited for graduate students, faculty members, researchers, and academic staff who want to communicate with readers outside their disciplines but do not know how to begin. It will also be useful for department chairs, writing program leaders, and administrators who need a clearer vocabulary for evaluating public engagement as scholarly labor. Its practical benefit is that it breaks public writing into decisions that can be learned: finding a timely idea, shaping a pitch, choosing a venue, writing for non-specialists, documenting impact, and preparing for the consequences of visibility. Its intellectual benefit is more subtle. The book asks scholars to reconsider the purpose of expertise in a media environment where context is often missing and misinformation can spread quickly, compared with many books on public intellectual life. This volume stands out because it is less concerned with prestige or grand theory than with the working conditions of publication. It addresses editors, platforms, payment, professional credit, accessibility, and harassment in the same practical frame. That combination makes it realistic for scholars who have limited time, uneven institutional support, and genuine concerns about risk, but who still want their knowledge to matter beyond the seminar room. If you would like to support David M. Perry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.